Bezrus Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Samach Zayin in Maseches Gittin. It is 1,296th daf. It is the concluding daf of Perek HaOmer, going into Perek Misha Ochso. Perek HaOmer and Perek Misha Ochso are critical dafim in terms of the halachos of shlichus and appointing a sofer and shlichim to bring a get, as well as other conditions. We are going to go a little bit into Agadata and Perek Misha also for the next few days, and come back to some core halachos in regards to Gittin. On yesterday's daf, and this will lead into today's daf as well, we had the sugya of Mili Loy Mimsarin L'Shliach. The opinion of Rabbi Yossi is that if Reuven appoints Shimon to write a get, he cannot give that over, the Mili, the words, the words of command from Reuven to Shimon to write the get, cannot be passed over to Levi. Our Gemara on the bottom of Samach Vav Amud Beis had said that Omer Imru is a different story. And that is, if Reuven the Baal tells Shimon to tell Levi, then that is different, and then Omer Imru works, Mili Lo Mimsron L'Shliach is not acceptable. The Gemara will continue on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph to question that, analyze that, all the way through Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara, interestingly, in discussing the Piskei Halacha, will begin to quote the different beautiful character traits of the Tanoim, and it will get involved with different Chidushim that different Tanoim said that is not connected to Hilchos Gittin. Finally, on Samach Zayin Amud Beis, we're going to go back to the case of the Mishnah when a man says to 10 people that we had on Samach Vav Amud Beis to write a get. We learned in the Mishnah over there, if a man says to 10 people, write a get and give it to my wife, one of the 10 writes it, two of the 10 sign. In contrast, of course, we learned yesterday, for those who say kulchem, then the halacha is going to be different. Then all of them need to sign. One writes, and all of them signs. Perek Misha Ochso Kurdaikis is a technical halacha that brings the Gemara into a lot of agadata in regards to health. The Mishnah describes what happens if someone becomes sick through a shade, a demon, and instructs a get to be written, and that Gemara, that propels the Gemara to talk about demons for the next few dafim. Before we begin the daf, I just realized I made an error in my count. If anybody could get back to me to make just in general, here I think that I was counting backwards, that today's daf is actually 1,294th. I mistakenly said 1,296th. I knew that Samaches 1,295, so I added instead of subtracting. If there's anybody out there who is aware whether our count is correct, that we began from Brachos Dav Beis, I'd be interested in getting feedback. And all feedback is much appreciated, and I love keeping in touch with the Talmidim Ikarim. It would be, the email would be Chaim Eisenstein, Chaim Eisenstein at Gmail. Bezer Hashem, we pick up six lines from the top on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, Vilechush. The Gemara just got through saying on the bottom of Samach Vav on Beis, Maid Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi who says, Mili are lo mimsurin l'shliach, that when Reuven asks Shimon to write the get, Shimon cannot apply Levi. If he says Omer Imru, if Reuven says appoint Levi, then it's not going to be acceptable. Then it will be acceptable. Omer Imru is acceptable in contrast to Milo Mimsro Shliach. Asks Gemara, why is Omer Imru acceptable? Five lines from the top. V'leichosh duma Omer luhu lebeitrei. We should be afraid that a person is going to say to two people, Imru l'sofer v'yichtov, you convey to the sofer to write, v'atem chasamu, and you sign, v'azli hanach, and then these two will go, mishum ksufa de sofer, they're not going to want to insult the sofer, because often the sofer would sign the get. And if you're going to tell the sofer that he can't sign the get, then he will be insulted. So what will they do? Because of the sofer's feelings, the sofer and the Baal did not say that the sofer should sign. He had instructed other peoples. Says the Gemara, Amri Hanami Kosher Velo Tase. The Gemara says that in such a case, the halacha would be, even in an instance that they were concerned about the sofer's feelings, if they did it would be kosher, even though lechatchila it should not be done. So there's no reason to make the gezeira of Omer Imru being possible, because in a case of where the Baal is going to struct the two edim, Imru Sofer V'yichto V'atem Chasomo, the halacha is that it is bidyevi kosher, but lechatchila we're not allowed to do that. Says the Gemara, okay, Hanichal Mandamer Kosher Velotase. According to Mandamer, it says that's kosher, but you shouldn't do it. So then, in such a case, it's not likely for it to happen. In a case of Omer Imru, it's not likely for us to justify not only Omer Imru, but also Imru Lesofer Vatem Chasamo. And then we would be afraid that they would have the Sofer sign. That's only if we're going to say it's kosher lo tasa. But ela man domer v'kosher tasa. According to man domer, it says there's no problem for the Baal to say, you guys instruct the sofer and you guys sign. Then we should be afraid that what's going to happen is that once we're mater omer imru, we'll be mater that. And then what will happen is that they will be concerned of ksufa the sofer and they'll have the sofer sign. Ela says the Gemara, Reb Yossi tarti omer. But rather, the Gemara says the Shita of Rabbi Yossi could be broken down into two different categories that Rabbi Yossi holds as possible. One case is the case of when he says to three, whether he says Imru or not, because of the psul of Mili Lo Mimsri Lishliach. However, Ushmuel Savarla Kavasei Bechada Upaligala Bechada. Shmuel himself, who was the Manda Omar, who said that Omer Imru is acceptable, there he disagrees with Reb Yossi. Now the Gemara continues on and analyzes the Shita of Shmuel. Gufa Amar Shmuel Amar Rebbe Halakha Reb Yossi de Omer Lo Mili Lo Mimsru L'Shliach. So the Gemara says we paskin that Mili are not Mimsru L'Shliach. Amar Lefanav Rebbe Shimon Berebi. They asked Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi, Me'achar she Rabbi Meir v'Chanina ish oino cholkin Rabbi Yossi. Both Rabbi Meir and Chanina ish oino disagree with Rabbi Yossi. Ma'ra Rabbi lomar halacha ki Rabbi Yossi. Why did Rabbi say we follow Rabbi Yossi? Amar loy. So the response that was given to Rabbi Shimon by Rabbi Shimon by Rabbi is shtok b'ni shtok. Don't ask this question. Loi reisa es Rabbi Yossi, imale reisa shenimuka imay. If you say this, then that's a sign that you never saw Rabbi Yossi, because the perush is always with him. This is an expression that exists even to this day in the language of halacha, and that is nimuko imo, that his reasoning is with him, that if a great person, we say nimuko imo, that even if we don't understand it, there must have been some good reasoning for it. Desanya, as we learned in a brisa, Isi ben Yehuda, yemoine shvachon shel chacham. He would describe and count the different unique praises and characteristics of the chacham. Rabbi Meir, what was his unique characteristic? Chacham, the sefer, he was wise and he was a gifted sofer. Rabbi Yehuda, chacham l'kishayirtze. When Rabbi Yehuda wanted, he was always capable of giving a teretz. It reminds me an expression that they say of Rabbi Chaim of Brisk when he was a kid. He would say, ask me a kasha, I have a teretz. In other words, that he was confident that he'd be able to dissect the question to answer. So to Rabbi Yehuda, if he had the patience, l'kishe yirtza, whenever he would focus, then he would be able to develop a teretz. Rabbi Tarfon gal shel agoizim. Rabbi Tarfon is like a pile of nuts.
What is that referring to? So Rashi explains the Ibra Maskil Gal Shela Goizim that Rabbi Tarfon had a tremendous koach to build a structure that brought together many different types of nuts, building one on top of the other, building, Rashi says, a raya from Pasuk, from a Mishnah, from a Medrash, Halacha and Agada, all bringing a proof to particular point. Rabbi Shmuel Chanus Miyuzenes. Rabbi Yishmael was like a store of wine that was constantly prepared, that Rabbi Yishmael always had Torah. The moment you would come to him, he was ready to sell you beautiful Torah. Rabbi Akiva Oitzer Blum. Rabbi Akiva was like a treasure that was closed, like a large box of wheat and kidneys, Rashi explains, that he internalized so much Torah from his Rebbe, and he was overflowing with Torah that he had stored up inside of him, and he would review it all the time. And even when he was younger, he was already misader his Mishnah, that everything was ordered to be a perfect, like a perfect storage place, where everything, where all its places were clear. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Kupas HaRochlim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri was like a peddler, that everybody, a peddler of perfume, that everybody who had a question, they wanted one type of perfume, they got it. A different type of perfume, they got it. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri had everything that every person needed. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Kupa Shel Besamim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was like a box of besamim. Also, he was prepared to give answers at any particular time. However, the Mefarshim explain that a kupa shel rochlin is more prepared to give a particular answer because that is his profession, to sell perfume. In other words, he would have it in his possession, but not as a rochel whose whole focus was to immediately give it out. Mishnas Rebbe Lozer ben Yaakov Kavanaki, this we have in a few places in Shas. The Mishnayos of Rebbe Lozer ben Yaakov are clear, they're pure, and Rebbe Yossi Nimuko Imo, that's why we quoted this, that Rebbe Yossi always had a deep svara that was with him for everything he said, even though he didn't always express it, like we did in our case. Rabbi Shimon Tochin Arba Umotzi Kima. Rabbi Shimon would grind a lot, and a little will come out. What does that mean? Tana, we learned, Mishakach Kima. It means that he would only lose a tiny amount. Umasha Motzi, and that little bit that he would lose, Enemotzi Elasubin, was only the worst stuff. In other words, he ground, he was Amal Torah, and he barely forgot everything. Anything. V'chein Amar Rabbi Shimon l'talmidav, and that's what Rabbi Shimon told the students, B'anai, shanu midaisai. Review my teachings. Shemidosai trumos. Midosav, mitrumos, midosav, shal Rabbi Akiva. Because I have taken from you the best of Rabbi Akiva's Torah. So we see from this that sometimes one needs to pick and choose the Torah that's appropriate, and that's what we were saying was a praise of Rabbi Shimon, that he would get rid of what was Subin, and he would only hold on to the fine flour. Subin is the bran, he would only hold on to the fine flour. Period. The Gemara is now going to go back to another halacha. So we conclude that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that Mili is lo mimsran l'shliach, and now the Gemara discusses a particular case that borders on the case of Mili mimsran l'shliach. Gufa, we learned on a particular matter. Amar l'shnayim, if a husband says to two, Imru l'sofer, say to the sofer, v'yichtov, and instruct him to write, Vilaploni ulaploni viyichtemu, and then instruct another two people to sign the get. Amar Ravuna, Amar Rav, Ravuna called name Rav, kosher lo tasazos biYisrael. It's kosher, but it should not be done. We had mentioned already in the past that if that's going to get done, then we're afraid that ultimately the sofer is going to end up signing because people are not going to want to insult him.
The Gemara now clarifies, Amar Lei Ula Le Rav Nachman, V'Amar Lei Rav Nachman Le Ula. The Amoraim said to each other, Me'achar de kosher, if at the end of the day it's kosher, Amai Lo Tasa Zos B'Yisrael, why can't you do it altogether? In other words, if it's kosher, why? What are you concerned about? Amar Lei, so he responded, Chayshinon Shema Tiskar Eidim. Our concern is that if we're going to believe any two people who are going to go over to a sofer and say, we were sent by a Baal, you write the get, and we're going to sign, so then in such a case, a woman, if she wants to get divorced, will hire Aiden. So that's the chash, Shema Yiskar. Now the Rajba, in Dibra Amaschel Gzeira, and we sort of beg the Rajba's question the way we presented the sugya, is bothered that at the end of the day, the Gemara already told us another chash. And that is, the chash is that we're afraid of Kisufa de Sofer. That the Baal instructed these two Adam to sign, and the Sofer to write it, but they're going to be concerned, since it was common for the custom for the Sofer to sign the shtar that he wrote, and here the Baal expressly stated he doesn't, so that is our concern. Why did the Gemara, according to Ulan Rav Nachman, bring up a new concern? Ayin Berajba. Asks the Gemara, back into our Gemara, 9 lines from the bottom, Umi Chayshinan. But do we have such a concern that the woman's going to hire out these Eidim? Vatanya, didn't we learn in a Braisa? This Braisa appears earlier, in Yevamis, on Chafeim Abeis, Eidim HaChasumin Al Sdei Mekach V'Al Get Isha. Eidim that sign on a sale or on a get, lo chashu chachamim l'davar zeh. Davar zeh is a euphemism for a lie. The chachamim are not choshesh that Eidim are going to lie. So why are we afraid that the Eidim are going to be hired out? We learn that we don't have the chash. This is similar, it would be interesting to be ma'ayin, similar to the rule that we had on Gimel Amud Aleph, Eidim HaChasum HaShtar Nasa Kimi Shnech Gurei Dusan Bebezin. We believe the Eidim on the signed Shtar. So why all of a sudden over here are we concerned? Answers the Gemara, Maisa Lo Avdi Dibura Ka'amri. A person won't, the Gemara Yevamos tells us, do something that's a blatant lie. However, in this case, when it comes to Dibur of Isha, we're afraid that she's going to lie to the Eidim. Rashi explains 3 lines from the bottom. And the Eidim are going to think that the Baal had instructed her to instruct them. Period. A new case. Amr l'shnayim. If the Baal says to two, Imru l'sofer v'yichtov, tell a sofer to write, Va'atem chasomo, and you be the Eide chasimus. Over here, explains Rashi, we're not afraid that the woman's going to hire out the two Eidim, because they heard it from the Baal himself. Rav Chisda Amar kosher v'lo tase. Rav Chisda says kosher, but in general it shouldn't be done, according to Rashi, because we're afraid that we will have a case in which the Eidim will be hired out, or will be Eidim that are not the ones that were instructed to sign. Rabbi Bar Chana Amar Kosher V'Teyaser. Rabbi Bar Chana says Kosher, and it could be done. Rav Nachman Amar Kosher V'Teyaser. Rav Sheshes Amar Kosher V'Teyaser. A litany of different opinions of Amoraim. Rabbi Amar Kosher Lo Teyaser. Rav Yosef Amar Kosher V'Teyaser. And some switched Rabba and Rav Yosef. We had Rabba saying Lo Teyasa, some have Rav Yosef saying Lo Teyasa. We're on the top of Samach Zayin Amabez. Omer La Sara Kosvu Get. We learned in our Mishnah on Samach Vav Amabez that if a man, a husband says to 10, write a get and give it to my wife, so the halacha is that one of them writes, and two of them signs. That's what the Mishnah says. Let's see what a Braisa says. Tana Rabbana, we learned in a Braisa, 2 lines on top, Samuel Zayin, and Beis, Amal Asar, Kisu, Get, Utnu, Le'ishti. If he says to 10, write a get and give it to my wife, Echad, Kosev, Al Yidei, Kula. One writes for all of them, similar to what we learned in our Mishnah.
kulchem ksovo. But what if he insists in his language, at least in his language he seems to be insisting, that all of them write it? Now, first of all, it's hard to have all 10 writing it. So it can't mean that literally he means all of you write it. Echad koisev b'maymad kulam. So then the halacha is one of them writes in the presence of all of them. That sounds a little bit different than our Mishnah, where our Mishnah said that he says kulchem ksavo echad kosev kulam chosven, as we quoted above. Holichu get leishti. What if he instructs the shliach laolacha to bring, and it's a group of people of 10, to bring a get to his wife? So how are all 10 going to do it? So all of them have to go. Kulchem holicha. If he says all of you bring it, echon moilech b'may mekulam. I'm sorry. Echon moilech haidei kulam means that one of them goes on behalf of all of them, because he didn't say kulchem. However, if he says kulchem olichu, all of you go, so then one of them actually brings it, but all of them have to come along with him. Iboiluhu. Once we've gotten these halachos straight from the Braisa, now there was a shaila that the Amoraim had. Mana osan. If he doesn't say kulchem, but rather he has 10 people there, he says Reuven, Shimon, Levi, up through the 10 shvatim, and he counts their names. So, Rav Huna amar mana eino kulchem. Rav Huna is of the opinion, then it's like the first set of halachos, where one of them could represent all of them. So one of them writes it as a representative of all of them, just Reuven. Rabbi Yechonah Amar Mishum Rabbi Lazar, Demin Roima Amar Mon, if he counts Hareu Kekulchem, and that means that he has to write it B'maymad Kulam, as we had learned in our Braisa. Amar Rav Papa, and Rav Papa explained that really it wasn't Machlaikis altogether. Two lines into the wide, on Sama Zayin and Blaze. Velo Pligi, there was really no Machlaikis. Ha demana kulu, vaha demana miksasayu. In the case of where he counts all of them, all the way through, up until Yosef and Binyamin, he delineates every single name. So then in such a case, one halacha applies, and if he only was mona part of them, then a different halacha applies. What is that halacha? So Gemara continues on to clarify. Armila lahaygisa, armila lahaygisa. Some said that if he counts all of them, then as a din kulchem. Some said that if he counts all of them, then it doesn't have a din of kulchem. So there's a little bit of a confusion over here that the Amoraim had. Iskin Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda came along and made a takana. De kulchem. That in a case of when he wants to be mitzave many people to have the get written, they should write the get in the following way. That the Baal told them, ksoivoy, oy kulchen, oy kolchad v'chad minoichem. That either all of you write, or have every single one of you write. In other words, that everybody is included in the ksiva. Or, if he spoke about the chasima, that he wanted all of them to do the chasima, chasoimoy oy kulchen o kol trei minchen. Or he had informed, and this should be written in the get, that all of you sign, or have two of you sign. So, in other words, Rabbi Yehuda was misakin that you need clarity. I might have misspoken when I said, o kol chad v'chad minchon. In the case of ksavo, ksavo is he needs to spell out in the get either that he said that all of them should sign, that the Baal said that all should sign, or that the Baal said one of them should sign. And when it comes to signing, it needs to be spelled out whether he said that all of them should sign or any two of them should sign. In regards to hava, in regards to appointing them as a shliach to bring it to the woman, that should also, says Rabbi Yehuda, be written again. Ovilu, that he made a shliach lova, o kulchen, o kalchad v'chad minchon. Either saying that he wants all of them, or any one of them. Again, to create clarity, whether it's halach of kulchem or not. Amar Rava Zimnin Degoiz Le Ledibura. Sometimes that the Baal says it briefly. Va'amar Kulchen V'lo Amar Kolchad Minchon. If what's going to happen is the Baal is going to say Kulchem, and he doesn't say, or one of you, so then if the Baal is going to do that, Va'asi Lefsulei, and one of them is going to bring it, it's going to be Pasul. If the Baal spells out both possibilities, so then whatever happens, it's going to be fine. And that's what Rav Yehuda was insinuating, says Rava. However, if you don't do that, so then you're going to come a Psul. Elo Amar Rava, therefore Rava has a different suggestion. The Baal should say, Ksavo Kolchad Minchon, every one of you should and could write the get, Kolchad, even one of you, V'chasomo Kolchrei Minchon, and any two of you could do Chasima, Ovilu Kolchad Minchon. In other words, says Rava, get rid of the Kulchem entirely. And that's how our Perek concludes, and that's how we paskin, Hadron Aloch Perek Omer, that Perek Omer concludes that we learned many shilas in today's daf in regards to Kulchem, that if he says Kulchem, then in such a case, everybody needs to participate. The Takana, appropriate Takana La'alacha, says Rava, is that, let's just get rid of Kulchem, that whenever the Baal speaks and instructs, he should say, Kolchad Minchon, any single one of you, and therefore, all of them don't have to participate. Our daf continues with the beginning of the second perek, that has the halachos of a husband that gets sick. Misha achso kurdaikus, a man who has a sickness called kurdaikus, and that is a shade that according to some Mefarshim, it is due to the fact, Rashi points this out, that he drank much wine that was not distilled properly. And according to the tradition, there were shadim that would attack such a person. Of course, the topic of shadim is a big topic. Amar kisvu get l'ishti, if a man says, write a get for my wife, v'achsu kurdaikis, and then he is grabbed by this demons. So in the first case, lo amar klum, if he is already in a state of kurdaikis, then we don't listen to him. However, if he said kisvu get ledishti, and then he was grabbed by kurdaikis, v'chazar am lo tichtavenu ein dvar v'rechronim klum. So the bottom line is, what a person says in the state of kurdaikis is not significant. Nishtatek, the fellow became a mute. The Gemara is going to discuss that there's a difference between whether he becomes a mute or a deaf mute. A deaf mute is a cheresh who is not considered a bar das. Someone who only is unable to speak, he's an ilay, then he's still considered a bar das. Va'amar loy, and it's said to him as a question, nichtov get l'ishtecha, should we write a get for your wife? V'hirkim b'rosh, and he nods his head, yes. Boit kinoi se shalosh pamim. We check him three different times. In other words, Rashi explains, with three different intellectual questions, im amra alav, and they're yes, no questions. If he shakes his head, yes or no, we'll know if he's intelligent, if he still has intelligence. Maybe, God forbid, he had a stroke that affected his intellect. So im amra alav lav al hein hein areilu yichtuvu yitnu, he's considered a bar das, and he could instruct a get through nodding his head. The Gemara now clarifies what's this kurdaikus. My kurdaikus on Meshmul, de nachte chamra chadeta de minitzarta. Like we mentioned from Rashi, he drinks a new wine that has not been processed entirely, and the shade kurdaikus chaps him. Velisni, says the Gemara, then why did the Mishnah not say expressly, Mishnah Shchar Yayin Chadash, that the expression was used that new wine bit him? And says Gemara, how kamashma darucha kurdaikis shema? We're coming to introduce the idea that this Sheda has name, and his name is kurdaikis. Lamai nafkamina l'kameya. The nafkamina is how to write an amulet to heal him, that they would put the name kurdaikis inside the amulet. Maya susei, what type of treatment should he get? What is his refuah? Bisra sumaka agumra, that he should eat red meat that is been sitting on top of coals. V'chamra marka, and he should drink wine that has fermented properly, has developed more than the wine that he had drunk that was not distilled properly. Amrali, Amar Abaye. Abaye said, Amrali aim. According to Rashi, it doesn't mean that it was his mother, but rather it means his maid that had taken care of him. L'shimsha basyoma, someone who has a sickness of fever that is a day old, kuza demay, should drink water. Bas treyomi, if it's 2 days, hasikuri, then he should let blood. Bas tiltayame, 3 days, bisra sumaka, red meat. Agmure, like what we mentioned above, it should be meat that was put on top of coals. Chamra marka, and also drink developed wine, wine that has fermented properly. Lishimsha atikta, for a sickness that has taken quite a few days, leisa tarnegulusa uchmisa, he should bring a black chicken, velikra, shesiv ariv, and open it up, velagaglechelim and susei deresha, and roast the, excuse me, here the yiglechi is not to roast, but rather it means to shave the head of the chola, velusve ilave, venanche ilave, and put the tarnagol on that place, ad misrach, until the blood, according to some mefarshim, come to his head, velinchos velekum b'maya atzavare, and afterwards, you should put the chola in water until his neck, ad cholish alma ilave, until he feels his heart getting a little weak, velemud velislak veletev, and then he should come out of the water and sit down. Obviously, these refuas are not modern refuas. And again, like I said, the topic of demons and so on requires a separate treatment as well as the refuah that is not our refuah today. V'loy, and if he's not able to do this refuah, leichel karti, he should eat the alik, v'linchos v'leikum b'maya, and he should stand in water at savar again until his neck, ad cholish al milavei, until he feels a weakness in his heart, v'lemid v'lislaik v'leitev, and then he should climb out of the water and sit down. L'shimsha, we learned that when someone has a fever, bisra sumaka agumre, he should eat red meat that has been put on gacholim, on charcoals, v'chamra marka, and wine that's developed, l'sagla, that is a type of cold, bisra shmein agumre, then he should have fat meat. The other meat was a lean meat, v'chamra chaya, and drink raw wine. So the opposite when it comes to a cold. Rav Amram Chasida, Rav Amram, who was a chassid, the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Pei Aleph describes to us how Rav Amram was a chassid. Kavim Mitzarin le Bei Reish Gelusa, when the people from the Reish Gelusa were causing him disturbance, they were bothering him, and they would really be very, very difficult to Rav Amram. And Rashi explains that Rav Amram was a chassid and a parish. Take a look at the amazing Gemara in Kedushin. And he was machmir also on them when it came to Isurim. So they got rough with him. And unfortunately, they were mitzayir the tzaddik. Havim magna le'atalga. They would force him to roll in the snow. Tuf and shin is often interchangeable. And we know shaleg would be snow. So ashalga means in the snow. L'machar amrule, the next day, the Avodiv of the Rosh Hagola said, "Now all of a sudden they ask like they're innocent, and they say, oh, how can we make you feel better after they beat him up? Amar, so Rav Amram said to himself, Hani, when it comes to these guys, they're not nice to me. Whatever I say to me, they're going to do the opposite. So Rav Amram has a brilliant suggestion. Amarluhu, he says to them, Bisri sumoke agumri, bring me red lean meat. Now, if you remember, we just learned above that for a cold, so then in such a case, the best meat is meat that is, that particularly from a snow, meat that is fat. But he doesn't bring lean meat, v'chamra marka, and fermented wine. And we learned the best thing is chamra chaya. And sure enough, Aisalu Inu, they brought in Bisr Shmeina Agumre, the fat meat, the chamra chaya, and raw wine, and that's exactly what he needed. However, the Gemara says that Yalta, the wife of Rav Nachman, wanted to do everything she could to help Rav Chisda out. Shama Yalta, Yalta heard, Umayli Le Leve Mesusa, and she sent that he should be brought to a bathhouse. And he stood in the water of the merchatz until the color of the water became reddish like blood because of the sweat that had come out from Rav Amram that for some reason was reddish. And his skin then became whitish. Rav Yosef Yasek Berechaya, Rav Yosef, when he had a cold, would get involved with a millstone and work on it, Mefarshim say, in order to heat himself up and to sweat it out. Rav Sheshes Yasek Bichshurei, Rav Sheshes would carry things, Amar Gdolu Malacha, Shemechamemes Es Baaleha, that work makes its the people hot, and what it means is it sweats it out, and that makes a person healthier. The Gemara continues talking more about the avodim of the Reish Gelusa that weren't appropriate. Amar le Reish Gelusa the Rav Sheshes, my time el asod mar gabon. He asks Rav Sheshes, why do you come eat with us? Amar le delo moav. He says, because your servants are henchmen that are not very nice. Dechashid evim enachai. And they're so wild that they'll eat a limb from the animal alive, which is the Yisra of Eivir Minachai. Amalei mi yemer. How do you know this? Asked the Reish Gelusa. Amalei hashna mechavinalach. I'll show you. Amalei l'shame. He called over the servant of the Reish Gelusa. Zil gnov. Go surreptitiously like a ganif. Isili chodekara mechavaya. And bring mechayvasa. And bring a one leg from those avodim. Isilei the brother. Amalehu. So Rav Sheshes then said to him, "Ahad mi le, ahad mi dechayvasa. Bring me the rest of the animal." Isi tlasakari. They only brought three legs. Osiv kamein. They put in front of him. Amaluhu. So Rav Sheshes said to the eved, "Ha bayla shosher regalim avoy was an animal with three legs." Pasuk isi chodem me alma osiva kamei. So they went and they cut off a leg from a live animal. Amaluhu shami osiv nami lahachti dach. He said, put it by the rest of the legs, all next to each other. Oh, so he put them there. Amar luhu. Rav Sheshes said to Eved, hi, bas chamesh regalim havoy. Now, it has five legs. In other words, Rav Sheshes had insisted that they bring out the last leg that they were hiding, and what became clear is that this wasn't an animal with five legs, but rather one of the legs was Eiver min Achai. So we have Agadita about Kordaikus, about different remedies from the time of the Amoraim. Our daf had discussed the sugya of Kulchem and some takanas that were made in regards to Kulchem. For example, the takana Halacha Lamaisa, Rava concluded the perek is saying that whenever a man instructs, he should say, Ksuvi kol chad min chayn chaysman, that the husband should instruct that only one of them should write and only two of them should sign. We also had concerns. If the sofer says to two people, tell the sofer to write and you sign, the opinion, la halacha, is that because what could end up is either the woman could end up hiring witnesses or, as we saw either earlier in our sugya, ultimately the sofer will sign because we want to show deference to him and that clearly the Baal does not want that. The Amoraim had a big discussion. There are many opinions, but at the end of the day, we follow the opinion of Rav that says, kosher velo tasa zois be Yisrael, so that ultimately there shouldn't be any kilkul in Gittin. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Samach Zayin in Maseches Gittin.